Well, thank you. Thank you, Joe Parisi, for that tremendous introduction and for your leadership in Dane County. And I also want to thank the visionaries who thought 11 years ago to bring us all together to celebrate the legacy of Fighting Bob La Follette Sr., Ed Garvey, and Dave Zweifel. Keeping the spirit of Fighting Bob La Follette alive has proven time and time again to be so important, because what he stood for and what he fought for is so relevant today. I think about the times in which he served and led, a time when the behemoth monopolies of that era had way too much sway in Washington and in Madison, and he wanted the people to have a voice. And so, as a Republican, he founded the Progressive Party and led the progressive movement, and it is as relevant today as it was over a century ago. I know that from my travels as a candidate across this great state, where people talk time and time again about two themes. One is the incredible disconnect between what they see in Washington and in Madison in their own lives. In Washington, where partisan gamesmanship has prevented us from getting down to the people's business, where we saw the government a little over a year ago almost fail to make good on its debt obligations and our credit rating downgraded, where we saw the government almost shut down twice, where we saw 33 separate votes on repealing all or part of America's health law, new health law. They see this disconnect and say, what about our lives? What about our struggles? And people are struggling. People are finding trouble making ends meet. People are finding trouble saving for retirement, saving for the kids' college fund. Still remember the single dad that I met in Fond du Lac who said to me, Tammy, I'm now working two jobs and making less than when I only had one, but I used to make things. I used to make things that said, made in the USA. And he says, I want nothing more than an economy that is fair, where hard work is rewarded. And I think about the phrase that we use over and over again that embodies the American dream, that if you work hard and play by the rules, you should be able to get ahead. Well, it's not our work ethic that's changed. I submit it's the rules. Who writes them and for whose benefit? And that's what Fighting Bob La Follette was all about, making sure that the people's voice was always heard in our democracy. You know, I had a wonderful opportunity to address the nation in Charlotte about 10 days ago. And it was a week after we had heard a lot of prominent Wisconsin voices speaking in Tampa at the Republican National Convention. And I thought it was very important to paint a different picture. I thought it was very important to talk about the Wisconsin I know, the Wisconsin we know, the Wisconsin we believe in. Wisconsin, the place where my grandparents raised me, the place where generations of families have worked hard to get ahead, and the place where our state motto is just one simple word, forward. We believe that if we're going to prosper, then everyone has to have a fair shot and everyone has to do their fair share. And that's why I've led the charge for the Buffett rule, which makes sure that millionaires and billionaires don't get to pay a lower tax rate than hard-working Wisconsin and American families. But Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan and my opponent, Tommy Thompson, believe that we should be cutting taxes for millionaires and billionaires. And they would provide these budget-busting tax cuts for those at the very top, while cutting the very investments that we need to prosper: education, innovation, small business growth, and rebuilding our manufacturing sector. The Wisconsin that I know knows that their plan will only bust our budget and not boost our economy. We believe in looking out for one another. I learned at an early age what Medicare and Social Security can mean to a family's economic security because they mattered to mine. I relied on my grandparents who raised me, and they relied on the promise of Medicare and Social Security. And I'm committed to keeping that promise for Wisconsin seniors. And I can assure you that I will not be going to Washington to cut sweetheart deals for the drug companies. Tommy Thompson's plan would take away the guarantee of Medicare, and instead of getting an ironclad commitment for the health care they need, seniors would get a voucher. And when that voucher doesn't cover the cost of the care that they need, they'll get a bill for the rest. And Republicans can call that whatever they want, but the Wisconsin I know knows that that's not Medicare. This plan is wrong for middle-class families, and we are going to fight to do what is right for Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, we believe in a level playing field. More than a decade ago, the big Wall Street banks came to Washington and asked us to repeal an important banking law called Glass-Steagall, allowing them to gamble like hedge funds. Too many in Washington said yes. Russ Feingold and I said no. And after those risky schemes brought our economy to its knees, I fought to make Wall Street play by the same rules as Main Street. Now, Tommy Thompson, he wants to repeal the new regulations on Wall Street and let the big banks on Wall Street write their own rules once again, even after they drove our economy off the cliff. And he's wrong, and we are not going to let him. And today I ask you to join my fight to take on the big moneyed special interests that already have too much power and influence in Washington. In Wisconsin, we believe in hard work. For decades, we've worked to make things here: paper, engines, tools, ships. I say give our workers a fair shot and we can compete against anyone. And that's why I'm taking on China's cheating and betting on Wisconsin workers. You see, I believe in our manufacturing economy, and that's why I'm standing up to reward companies that create jobs here in Wisconsin and end tax breaks for corporations that ship our jobs overseas. The Wisconsin I know knows that an economy built to last says made in Wisconsin on the label. That is the road to an economy that provides everybody a fair shot. And that is the economy that I will fight for and the economy that will move us forward. So I come here today to ask you to join this fight, to use fairness as our guidepost, the fight for Wisconsin's middle class, the fight for Wisconsin's future, and together, let us move Wisconsin forward. I thank you.